The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori, we're Tori, we're Tori. Like.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping we on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left. We might got a couple seats
he,
left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
your boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. One on one, seven the truth.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 18th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, I came in with a heavy heart today, so y'all may have to, you know, work with me for a little bit. Work with me for a little bit because I'm trying to gather my thoughts. A couple hours before I got on the show today, I found out that one of my bros out here in the community was lost his life last night due to senseless act of violence. When I saw the story, I sent this story to DJ Brother Z last night, but it had no names. It didn't say what or who. They just talked about the situation in general. So I had heard this story, but I didn't know it was one of my bros, somebody that I had to come and help and assist. And then he started coaching the youth league football teams and the CLE Panthers. And, you know, so I've watched him over the years just grow into a nice young man in the community over the years. And we talked, and if anything ever happened, I was the first person he would call, DJ Brother Z, just to make sure that he understood what steps he had to take to try to tackle certain situations. But Carvell Brooks, my condolences go out to Carvell, because Carvell Brooks was actually, you know, they were actually like two peas in a pod. So he called me and told me what happened. You know, Carvell Brooks also got a community award for the mentorship program that they were doing out here in the community with these young people through, you know, sports, you know, coaching, mentoring. So I'm kind of getting my mind wrapped around the whole situation, and my condolences to the family. I just, you know, my mind is just right now, just, you know, when you see good people out here trying to do the right thing and then they lose their life, and then you kind of got to try to, you know, deal with the aftermath. Many times I'm just there. Whatever I got to do, whatever they need me to do, this is what we do. But you hate to see the good brothers go down. You know, he was working. He was working security. Somebody came with a gun. He tried to get him out, and he got hit. So, you know, good brothers, you know, he was on the show. He was on the show talking about the mentorship that they were doing with the CLE Panthers, him and Carvell Brooks. You know, they built this up with these young people and have worked to try to, enhance these young people. And you know how I feel about the brothers on the front lines that's really trying to do the real work. I got an open door. I got an open door. My show was built off front lines, not celebrity. This show is one of the best shows in the state of Wisconsin. And it was built off of community and front lines and being about that action. So many of the brothers that come in here, they are working to make the community a better space. So when I hear one of my brothers out here that was working, losing their life to senseless violence, I feel some type of way about it. I feel some type of way about it. I feel my heart is heavy. My spirit is heavy right now. Because you want to see the brothers make it. You want to see the brothers that's putting in the work. You want to see them get to the other side. We got that audio about the incident. DJ Brothers, they trying to load it up. But once again, one of the bros from the front lines, you know, lost their life, you know, last night at Gold Diggers at the Gentleman's Club. He was the bouncer. He was working the door. He had a job. That's what they called him Hurt.